Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me. And I'm sorry I can't be there with you in person, but it just didn't work out. So thank you for the opportunity. So Eni is an energy company. We're based in Italy, but we are a global company. We work in over 60 countries, including the UK. We've been in the UK since 1964, and we have about 1,000 people involved in engineering and projects. So it's an important country for us. And I will start with the question, why? Why fusion for us? As an energy company, we are involved in a decarbonization path since a few years, with a very aggressive schedule and targets to decarbonize completely by 2050, scope 1, 2, and 3, so everything. This means we have a mix of energy sources. We have a renewable energy company working on wind and solar, for instance, including the UK with the Dogger Bank project on wind. And we have CCS in Liverpool Bay. So we have a presence in the UK, which spans on different in different projects and different technologies. But why fusion? We saw fusion coming a few years ago. We are observing the world of fusion, but never actually invested in until we saw the technology really maturing and the time right to get fusion in the decarbonization path. And this due to the technology advances, including, of course, all the enormous amount of work done at JET and also, of course, at ITER, which was quoted before. And we saw the need for private investment in fusion as an important extra point to what had been largely a government-based set of programs, international and so on, very important. The fact that that was what was mentioned as well, that new technology could bring more compact power stations with high field superconductors and smaller devices compared to what ITER is. And of course, we like ITER. ITER has been a cornerstone in the development of, and is still in the development of fusion. But the access for private companies to technology is a relatively new thing. So we started investing in fusion in a company, a startup. A spin-off from the MIT, Commonwealth Fusion Systems in the US, but we didn't stop there. We are an energy company, but we are a strongly technology-based company, and we like to master technology and be able to guide the path to the use of technology. So we see a mix. Renewables are already there, sure. Biofuels, done. Fusion still to do, but in view. And we really thought we thought that the fusion is coming, and it's coming sooner than expected, sooner than what the traditional roadmaps were foreseeing. I won't say the joke because it has already been said. But we see fusion being a reality much sooner than anticipated by existing roadmaps. This means that we have also engaged in how are we doing this with our own engineers and the research people and a lot of other involvement in terms of HSE and public affairs, because you need a lot to grow a sector. Being an energy company, it means that we want to use the energy. So we want to be dealing with the power stations and delivering energy to the grid, and also making sure that this is done in a proper way. We are used to big, complex, difficult projects in difficult parts of the world, and so we thought this is the challenge we want. It gives a lot of power. It gives firm power. It gives base load. And it complements renewables, for instance. And the transition can be done, of course, using lower carbon intensive fossil fuels, which we're already doing. But fusion, of course, is a challenge. We know there are a lot of unknown things, known unknowns and unknown unknowns. Engaging with the best in class to deliver the results we need, especially going to the fuel cycle, for instance, which has never been tested on an industrial level, and going to commercial power stations and power plants is a big challenge. We have engaged with a very shorter, much shorter timeline compared to the existing ones, and we know that this has created a bit of at least debate in the existing scientific community. We're not going to say this year compared to the other year, but it's certainly fusion is certainly coming true much faster than expected. And so why UK in all this? I said we invested in a company in the US. We also have a venture with Enea in Italy for DTT, which is an experimental facility giving a lot of engineering solutions. But UK for us is an example of course managing JET, which has been so successful over the years, and a lot of other knowledge, including the fuel, including tritium cycle, including materials, and all the things that need to be done to make a technology actually a commercial reality. And you need everything to do that, and you need the supply chain. We are a bit of a different actor because we are an energy company, so we are at the end of the supply chain. But we really think is that we need the collaboration of all these entities together. And I think the UK is posing a very sound and important program to do so for UK, but for the fusion space at large. We are really very interested in the practicality and the pragmatism that UK are bringing about. And also, in order to grow an industry on such a difficult technology, you need a stable, predictable environment. You need a regulatory system which is clear, which is different from fission, and the UK has done all this, and this is very, very valuable. In Italy, we have just started a national program to define what sort of nuclear energy, sustainable nuclear energy, can come into the energy mix in Italy. And we are part of this, of course, and we are bringing the case of UK as a virtuous case of how you need to put everything together, private, the public, and the regulatory system, in order to make it possible for commercial systems to develop, because you need, of course, you need a lot of investment for fusion to become a reality. We also got quite a good response from Italian government systems and regulators. So we also spoke to are speaking to the UK government in order to bring together this experience and the US experience as well, in order not to reinvent the wheel, if you know what I mean. It's really very important to get over certain regulation constraints. The other important thing is, of course, there's going to be a lot of investment needed to get fusion to be a reality, a commercial reality. And there again, UK is making a big effort with STEP, which we think is a very valuable contribution to fusion development. But also the role of UKAA, with all that Ian has said about developing all the skills and having all the skills inside with materials, robotics, maintenance, and also the repurposing of JET, because JET has finished its first life, but will enter a second life, and that's going to be very valuable to the community to understand how to disassemble, what to do, how to do the tritium inventory, and and so on. So cooperation between different parts of the community, public, private, and the supply chain to be developed. Of course, ITER has been fundamental in this, but it's not enough. We need to sustain contributors from SMEs and the technology providers, and we also need to get more energy companies in the field in order to be the end users and the developers of the systems that actually can provide energy for the people. And of course, economy is important as well. So the combination of cooperation, regulatory system, supply chain, and overcoming that we know a number of existing challenges which still have to be addressed needs a combined effort. We think that the UK is very well positioned in this, and also with an international cooperation. Of course, Euratom is not in the radar anymore. I'm not going to say this, to comment on this, but of course it has been a very good cooperation until now to build upon existing skills and new skills. And of course you need people, because a growing industry, I mean, when we started getting involved in fusion, that was 6 years ago, there were just a few private companies and of course a lot of academic research and national labs and so on. And now there are more than 40 startups. The need for people is very important. So the training program that UK has at Culham is really, really key. And there's a need for more. And for us, the UK is an example to follow. And we also have, I can tell you, a framework agreement with the UK for research projects and development projects, which is progressing with MasterU, with the with the part of what you call a control of the system, and many other projects, and the fuel cycle. We're looking into that very, very closely. So my message here is that for us, of course, we are not UK. We are UK based because we have companies there, but UK is an example, and we are bringing that example to the right tables in Europe and in Italy and in US. Well, I think that's going to progress very, very steadily, and we're really looking forward to a lot more work together. Thank you.